This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Dr. Rosalind Turek was often called the High Priestess of Bach. She was a rigorous scholar and an innovative performer of Bach's keyboard works. She founded the Turek Bach Research Institute in 1981 in New York, and 3 years ago, that institute merged with Interlochen Center for the Arts, gifting to Interlochen 80 years of documents and recordings of Turek's live performances and lectures. Well, another exciting part of Dr. Turek's lasting legacy is a scholarship awarded to a female Interlochen piano student to further her studies. Each year, Interlochen celebrates this very productive relationship with a Dr. Rosalind Turek Memorial Concert featuring piano students playing the works of Bach. Well, that concert is just around the corner, Wednesday night at 7:30 in Dendrinos Chapel. And today, we'll hear from three student pianists who will be performing on the concert and get a sample of the program. We're going to start with Mia Safdie. You're a senior from Los Angeles, and today you're playing Bach's Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2. So I've got a question for you about Bach. Bach is something different for every person who studies his pieces. I kind of think of him as a chiropractic adjuster for my brain. So some people see him as a foundation or a palate cleanser, a genius of the organic. What is Bach for you?
I think Bach is definitely very intellectual, and I really appreciate his use of adding many different voices. I also think that Bach sort of incorporates all aspects of life and all different emotions. While some people might only see him as an intellectual, I personally think that his music is quite emotional and quite expressive, and that can be done very subtly, which I appreciate.
In your fugue, how many voices are in your fugue?
It's a three-voice fugue.
Three voices. And so do you give characters to each of those voices when you're thinking it through?
Something that's super interesting about my fugue is actually that it has three subjects. So instead of giving different characters to the voices, I'd like to give different characters to the subjects. And I think there's only two fugues that have three subjects. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every time that you learn a new piece, there's something new that you explore. What kind of sounds or musical ideas does this piece introduce to you as a musician?
I think when I learned this piece, I really had to explore different voicings, and as well as creating sort of a story arc, not only like differentiating the characters and the voices, but also it's very important to have a very nice arc to the story so that it never sounds boring or dull. It's always leading somewhere.
Would you let us in on the secret to your story? Is it abstract or does it have an actual synopsis?
I think of it more as where the music is leading to. So for example, in the fugue, I feel like all the subjects in the end, they come together and they lead to one big climactic moment at the end, which is quite rare because most story arcs definitely lead to the middle. So I like to think of it like that.
Right. Delayed gratification for that one.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Turek viewed Bach's music as essentially abstract and not dependent on specific textures and sonorities, and capable of being performed on various instruments like the clavichord, the harpsichord, the piano, the organ. Those are all keyboard instruments, but we also know that Rosalind Turek played Bach on a theremin even. Yeah. So if you could hear your piece performed on any other instrument, what would it be?
I think I'd really like to explore the clavichord because it's quite a sensitive instrument, but it's also very expressive, and you can even do vibrato on it. So I'd like to see how it would sound on the clavichord.
All right. Well, let's hear it on the piano now. I won't put you on the spot and have you play it on a clavichord. Also, we don't have one in Studio A. So this is Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue from Book 2 of the Well-Tempered Clavier in F-sharp minor.
Thank you.
We just heard Mia Softy playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue in F-sharp minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2. And we are back in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. We're getting a sneak peek into this Wednesday night's Dr. Rosalind Turek Memorial Concert happening on the Interlaken campus. It features Interlaken Arts Academy students playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach.
So my name is Yunpeng Yang, and I'm from Wuhan, China. I'm the third year senior here. My piece is Bach, Prelude and Fugue in B-flat major, Book 1.
Welcome, Yunpeng. So I'm wondering, when did you start studying the piano?
I started to learn piano when I was 4 years old, yeah.
How did you find your way to Interlaken?
I found a teacher who is professional, and she just recommended me to come to Interlaken.
Well, we're so glad that you're here, and you're a senior this year, and you'll be playing on the concert on Wednesday night. We're really looking forward to it. So let's hear your Prelude and Fugue now, the Prelude and Fugue in B-flat major from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. This is Yunpeng Yang from Wuhan, China. Yunpeng Yang, a senior at Interlaken from Wuhan, China, Bach's Prelude and Fugue in B-flat major from Book 1 of the Well-Tempered Clavier. That piece will be featured on the Rosalind Turek Memorial Concert in Dendrinos Chapel this Wednesday evening on the Interlaken campus. We get to hear from one more pianist today who will be playing Wednesday night at 7:30 in a concert dedicated to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, and celebrating the merging in 2022 of the Turek Bach Research Institute with Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Haley Culp. I'm from Cumming, Georgia. And today I'll be playing Bach's Prelude and Fugue, number 6 in D minor, from his Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2, BWV 875.
Interlaken is now home to a vast collection of recordings and documents from Bach scholar Dr. Rosalind Turek's 80-year career. And Haley is this year's recipient of the Bach Scholarship through that institute. So Haley, were you a Bach fan before becoming this year's Dr. Rosalind Turek Bach Scholarship recipient?
I absolutely am. I think I'm throughout the years studying Bach, as well as his son, C.P. Bach, I've learned to really appreciate how his music can contribute to not only other areas of classical music, but as well as my own pianism, as well as how my mind can sort of wrap around different intellectual ideas in music.
So when you listen to Bach, do you prefer a particular performer more than others?
I really love listening to András Schiff. I think he's such a really amazing listener to Bach's music. He really listens to every single note as well as how they interact.
I know that the piece that you're playing has this beautiful treble voice, this chromatic falling figure, and we can really hear you listen to that line when you were rehearsing. We got to hear that. We'll get to hear the entire piece in just a moment. So do you channel András Schiff a little bit in really listening closely to all the lines?
Yeah, so in the fugue, there's a chromatic line that falls in every one of the voices. And I think it's just so unique in this piece, especially because in Bach's music, it's really rare to hear such a pure chromatic scale. And so when I'm playing this fugue, I definitely am thinking of, okay, what notes do I want to bring out? And how can I bring out this chromaticism as I'm playing other two voices? So I hope I'm channeling my inner András Schiff.
Well, so Bach aside, who's your favorite composer right now?
I would say Beethoven. And I think there's a lot of similarities between Bach and Beethoven. I'm currently playing a piece that actually has two fugues, Beethoven's Sonata Opus 110, the third movement. And whenever I'm playing that, I'm thinking, okay, what have I learned from Bach and how can I apply it to his music?
Wonderful. Does Bach inform other composers when you play them as well?
Definitely. Whenever I am learning a new piece, a lot of times I'll do a lot of research and I'll learn, like, for example, a composer will have the Waldheimer Klavier Book 1 and 2 as he's composing the piece. And so I think it's really important to learn, as you're learning a piece, how can it be informed by previous eras in music?
Okay, well, let's listen to the Bach Prelude and Fugue that you will be performing on Wednesday night. This is in D minor from the Well-Tempered Klavier Book 2. This is senior from Interlaken Arts Academy and recipient of this year's Dr. Rosalind Turek Bach Scholarship, Haley Culp.
Thank you.
That was Haley Culp playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude and Fugue in D minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2 in Studio A here at Interlochen Public Radio. You can hear Haley and also Mia and other Interlochen Arts Academy piano students perform the works of Johann Sebastian Bach at the Dr. Rosalind Turek Memorial Concert this Wednesday night at 7:30 in Dendrinos Chapel. It's free, no tickets are required, and it can even be live streamed via webcam. More information on the events page at interlochen.org. Thanks to Mia Softy, Yunpeng Yang, and Haley Culp for being here today. Michael Culler engineered this edition of Studio A. Kara Huber and Christopher Goodpasture provided additional support. I'm Christy Lesperance. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.